The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped below 23,000 today for the first time since the fall of 2017. It's just a day after the Federal Reserve announced it would raise interest rates another quarter percentage point. That's its fourth increase of the year. Joining us now is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure podcast. Hi, Robin.
Sir, how are you?
Doing well, but what should investors and ordinary people who've got retirement accounts be thinking today? The S&P has fallen more than 9% this month.
Hello, volatility, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Yes, sir. I'm sorry that that had to pierce your ears, but this is not a pleasant thing to talk about. We're going to see a lot of relief rallies versus sell-offs of uncertainty.
Seems like more sell-offs these days, though, than
well,
relief
we're
rallies.
We're also in the throes of a trade war with China. I mean, look, unemployment and inflation are low. Corrections are a fact of life. But increasingly, if you talk to executives and fund managers, you're starting to appreciate that there's new anxiety over a willingness to hire or to extend credit. So you're feeling more that wait and see.
Well, and when you look at what the Fed did yesterday, and, you know, the Fed had been signaling that it was going to raise rates again this year for a long time. President Trump had been saying, no, don't raise rates. The Fed is supposed to be an independent body. But then they did raise rates. And the former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers tweeted today, the Fed is taking needless risks with the economy. Neither price nor financial stability required yesterday's actions. What are people saying today about what the Fed did and whether it is making the right decisions?
The purists are still saying that it has been a long time that we've kept this emergency low interest rate policy. I mean, we don't want to talk in absolute terms, but 5.25% was the interest rate level before the financial crisis. I mean, we're still at a fraction of that. But look, on the flip side, consumer credit is already feeling it, and it certainly harshes the buzz of your Christmas eggnog when you and your guests are talking about the market's pullback. So the question is this going to be a breather in a long market expansion or the beginning of an economic recession and a bear market maybe?
And recessions do happen. So, you know, eventually we're going to have to deal with one again. While we have you, Robin, let's talk a little bit about travel. Gatwick Airport, Britain's second largest, has been shut since yesterday because of drone sightings near planes. Today, EasyJet, the low-cost carrier there, said it canceled all flights. Now, we're talking a couple days before Christmas, to and from Gatwick today. So a total travel nightmare there. Here in the U.S., we've got a big storm coming in the East Coast tomorrow and starting, I guess, tonight. Rain and snow in the Northwest for the next few days. How bad are the delays going to be at airports, or what are you expecting with travel the next couple of days?
You cannot control Mother Nature. I've tried my whole life to no avail, but I think it doesn't help matters that our airlines in the United States, they're super consolidated right now. They're packed to the gills, overbooked, and maybe on the margins, Jeremy, they're complacent. The infrastructure at the airports, it's just not kept up, and there's no relief from the highways or Amtrak and cold comfort to visit your loved ones over FaceTime or Skype.
I guess it makes it easy for you to talk about the weather while you're sitting in 80-degree Miami at WLRN.
I know. This is a hard life, but I'm expecting my family to fly in tonight, and they could be delayed significantly.
Okay.
So there's anxiety across the system.
All right. Well, I hope that they get there. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure podcast. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for joining
us. Merry Christmas to you,
Jeremy.
Merry
Christmas.
Take care.